In this lesson, you'll learn about routine triggers, why they're so important, and how to use them to hold yourself accountable and make yourself more productive. So, triggers are a critical piece of the puzzle in any routine because when you build them successfully, they become an automatic starting point for your most important work. So, no matter how tired or unmotivated you might be on any given day, if you have a really strong trigger, it can jolt you to action even when you don't feel like taking action because it bypasses the part of your brain that makes active decisions. That's really powerful. So I try to build and automate triggers for tasks and routines throughout my life, and one place I've seen it work incredibly well is in my morning routine. Of course, this applies to any routine. It could be a morning routine, a bedtime routine, a routine at work, or a routine at the gym. It doesn't matter. But I'm going to illustrate this lesson with my morning routine. You probably have a morning routine already, but it just might not be the one that you want. A few years ago, I found myself with a morning routine that was just a mess. I did the same thing every morning, but it was not helping me accomplish the goals that I told myself that I wanted. I was exercising pretty sporadically, getting lost on the internet and making myself really late for work, skipping chores that made the rest of the day less effective and less enjoyable. Something really needed to change. So what I did, and I don't want to fool you by making it sound like this was easy, it actually took a lot of work and a lot of trial and error. But what I did is I sat down and I made a list. That list was all the things that I knew if I did them first thing in the morning, it would set me up to be successful for the rest of the day. Now, that list has changed a number of times since I first created it. That's part of the process. Iterating and changing as you test it and learn more about, you know, how you tick. Now, my list included things like exercising so that I wouldn't skip it later on in the day. I also wanted to start flossing because my dentist had told me that not doing it was like a ticking time bomb in my mouth. And there were other little tasks like making sure that the dogs were taken care of and cleaning up the kitchen and the living room. That was important because often I work at home and I work in the dining room, and having a messy space around me while I tried to work was really distracting. So what I did was I just made a list. Very simple stuff. Here are all the things that I want to get done in the morning, and here's how much time I have to do them. Then I kept that list right in front of me all morning, each morning, as I went through the tasks. This way, I had a constant reminder of what to do next whenever I finished a task. It kept me on track so that I wouldn't wander back into my old routine, you know, that was a lot more established. Now, some parts of this list, I think there were about 10 actionable tasks on it at first. Some of them fit together perfectly. One thing naturally flowed into another, and there wasn't much need to consult the checklist. You know, and that's all this really is, right? It's a checklist. Simple stuff. But understanding how one event triggers another can take a basic checklist and make it faster and automatic. So what I did next is I abandoned the checklist and went a few days without it to see how I do compared to what I said that I wanted to do. At first, I stuck to it simply because I remembered the steps and I had a good flow going. But after a few days, I did what pretty much anyone will do, and I got lazy and started falling back into, you know, old habits. And when I compared what I actually did in the morning and the order and the time that I did it in with the checklist, it was obvious that the plan had started going off track. And what I realized through this little experiment is that some work fits together really well, and other work just doesn't. Sometimes it's like oil and water. No matter how hard you work at it, you're never going to get them to mix well. And the triggers will just, you know, they'll never be strong enough. That's not the worst problem in the world if you're okay with, you know, carrying around a checklist all the time and regularly checking it to make sure that you're staying on track. But let's face it, not very many people are on board with that kind of idea. What you really want is a sequence of events that fit together perfectly, because the end of one task automatically triggers the next one. Sometimes you're lucky and you just get it on the first try. Other times you can force it just by repeating it over and over until you've kind of beaten your own mind into submission. But I've found that the best success comes when I just accept, you know, that some things don't fit together and never will. When you accept that, you start to naturally, you know, rearrange your work so that it flows smoothly, and you stop fighting reality, which is exhausting. Okay, for instance, I used to try to get a workout in and then take the dogs outside before getting in the shower. When I created that order, you know, it made sense on paper and in my head, but it didn't work in reality. So I could make it work in the summer, but going outside in the winter when I'm all sweaty just didn't really work. I resisted it a lot because I would get cold really quickly, and I didn't want to put on more layers to stay warm and get those, you know, dirty and create more laundry for myself. You know, just dumb little things like that. There are too many barriers. What made more sense, you know, after testing, was to take the dogs out after taking a shower and getting dressed. In the summer, I'll take a cold shower and the heat outside will bring my body up to temperature. And in the winter, I just do the opposite. Now, again, this is simple stuff. It's just rearranging tasks to fit where they naturally want to go, rather than trying to force them into an artificial routine. It doesn't matter how logical it is or how you justify it. Sometimes reality is just going to smack you in the face and, you know, it's going to say, you know, no, this doesn't work. I like to call this whole process building a habit ladder. You know, when you're climbing a ladder, each next step is really unambiguous. There's nowhere to go but up, and you don't need any instructions or reminders about how to climb a ladder. You just get on and it all makes sense. That's how you want a routine to flow. It makes sense and it's so simple, but if you don't realize that ahead of time, it's also so easy to get in your own way and, you know, start stepping over yourself. And when that happens, you start falling back into old habits and routines that you are trying to get away from. Pretty soon, you know, you're back at square one. So here's what you can do to start using this lesson today. First, you'll want to pick a specific routine to work on. It doesn't matter which it is, since you can use this exercise over and over, but it might be easiest, you know, to pick one that you've already identified through other exercises in previous lessons. Is it a morning routine or an evening routine? Is it a work routine? You know, some other routine? Once you decide, you'll have your scope defined, and that'll make it easier to think through what you actually want to accomplish. And that's what you're going to do next. You know, what is this new or improved routine, you know, going to do for you? What's the end goal? Is it to save time, to reduce stress, to get better results? Define what that is so that you can figure out what steps you actually need to take to reach it. Once that's all defined, you can go ahead and make that list. write down the steps. You know, what are the tasks that you need to do to reach that goal each time you do the routine? And remember, it doesn't really matter if you're right or wrong at first. This is just, you know, your starting point. So don't get hung up here. You're going to test all this later anyways. Now that you've got a list of things to do, go ahead and put them in order. You know, what's the most logical way to group these things so that you can get them all done in the least amount of time and hopefully with the least amount of resistance? Try to think about which tasks have to come before others and consider them, you know, in kind of groups. Try to organize them so that one will, you know, just naturally trigger and inspire the next one. Again, don't think too deeply about this. You're almost definitely going to get this wrong at first. And that's why we have to test it in real life and find the problem spots. All right, that's pretty much it. You have your base plan in place. Now your job is to test it. Spend the next few days carrying that list around with you so that you don't have to rely on your memory to try to keep you going. You're going to find out quickly, you know, what works and what doesn't. You're going to find what's missing and, you know, what's extra that you put in that can just get cut. Don't be afraid to reorganize this list as soon as you identify something, you know, that doesn't work the way that you expected it to. And again, this is not set in stone. It's just an idea that you're testing. Try it out for a few days and, you know, see what needs to be adjusted. You'll find out pretty quickly, you know, what does and doesn't work. And for fun, you might keep this list and compare it to, you know, what you have after a week or so, just to see how different it is. It'll be a good reminder that your first guess is rarely the one that sticks. All right. Give this all a shot, and then I will see you in the next lesson.